Afternoon，
因为我们现在祷告，祷告，然后我们再开始今天下午的学习。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us the Bible and you have given us the Holy Spirit to teach us the Bible.
主啊，我们非常感恩您给了我们圣经，也给了我们圣灵来教导我们圣经。
And Lord, we pray that you will particularly help us today.
主要我们特别的是，祷告您今天来帮助我们。
Our prayer is that we will see and hear, that we will understand, and then that we will obey your word.
我们的祷告是我们在这里能够学习您的话，能够理解，然后我们去顺服您的话。
We remember, Lord, that many of your servants are in very difficult straits today.
我们知道您的很多的仆人们，他们今天处在一个很艰难的情况下。
And so, Lord, we pray for those in our own congregation who are wrestling with big problems in their lives. We pray that you will minister the comfort of the Holy Spirit to each one.
我们为我们在我们这个教会里的很多的人，在那个他们自己的那种困境下挣扎的人，我们祷告是您的圣灵来给他们带来安慰。
Help us, Lord, as each of us try to encourage these, give us wisdom, give us direction, give us understanding, that we might encourage one another.
因为我们的祷告是我们互相鼓励，然后给我们智慧，让我们知道怎样去关心他们，从哪个方向，以什么方式，这样的话我们可以互相的鼓励。
And we pray, Lord, that in your mercy you will deliver them from the many distresses that they face.
我们的祷告是祈求您的怜悯，把他们从他们所有的困苦中给救出来。
So Lord, we just pray for your blessing now and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
主啊，我们现在祷告您的赐福，我们奉主耶稣的名献上感恩。Amen.
Amen. Well, I think we've been studying in the book of Ephesians. So let's go back to the book of Ephesians.
我们一直在学习以弗所书，所以大家可以翻到以弗所书。
Roy, can you tell us how far we got last week?
I think we finished at chapter 4. We should start at chapter 5.
That's what I think. That's very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we will do. We'll start studying in chapter 5.
所以上个星期我们学完了以弗所书第四章，我们应该今天从第五章开始学。
And we'll just read the first two verses together.
然后我们开始读以弗所书第五章的一二节。
Paul says, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly beloved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
他读的是以弗所书第五章第一节第二节，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。
The logic here is delightfully simple. It simply says that as Jesus Christ is the Son of God and his life was an offering to God, so we are children of God and our lives should be a pleasing offering to him.
逻辑是非常简单的，因为主耶稣基督作为神的儿子，他把他的生命献祭了给神，所以我们也应该把我们的生命献给神。
And the way we do that is to live a life of love.
所以我们怎么像那种方式去做的呢？就是我们过一个有爱的生活。
Life in the world is mainly selfish.
所以呢，在这个世界的这种人生呢，是主要就是自私的。
Most people don't care for one another.
所以大多数人呢，他们不关心别人怎么样。
And most people don't care about God.
大多数人呢，他们也不关心神。
And so the Christian is very, very different.
所以基督徒呢，是非常非常不一样的。
He wants to encourage and help other people, but he also wants to please God the Father.
所以呢，基督徒呢，他们要鼓励和帮助其他的人，同时呢，我们要喜悦于神。
So the line that Paul uses at the end of verse 2 is, that we should live our lives as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.
所以使徒保罗在第二节里后面半部分说呢，要把我们的生命当作新鲜的供物和祭物献于神。
Now a sacrifice is very, very expensive.
所以呢，一个祭物呢是非常非常昂贵的。
In the old days, people would bring a sacrifice to the temple or the tabernacle, but it would often be a sheep or a bullock, and frankly, the cost of that was very great.
所以呢，在旧约时代呢，人们献祭的时候，通常在会幕或者在圣殿里献祭呢，他们会带一只羊或者一个牛，这个呢，通常呢是非常非常贵的。
You can have a lot of good meals from a sheep or from a bullock.
所以呢，你去吃一头羊或者吃一头牛，你会可以吃很多顿。
And so the exhortation here is that we offer ourselves as a sacrifice to God, and that is very often difficult to do. Takes a lot of time, takes a lot of money, takes a lot of inconvenience.
所以这里总结出来的是把我们自己作为祭物献给神，这个呢通常是很难的，也要花费大量的时间去做这件事。
And so in light of that, we say, Lord, I know it's going to be difficult. I know it's going to be expensive, but I want to do it for you.
所以呢，在这种情况下呢，我们会跟主说，我知道这是非常难的，是非常昂贵的，但是我要为您来做这件事。
But the other logic is that we are to offer ourselves as a fragrant offering.
所以另外一个逻辑呢，就是要把我们自己当作馨香的祭物献上。
So we want to live our lives in such a way that we, can we put it this way, we smell good to God.
所以呢，我们要把我们的人生像这样去，我们也可以这么说，把我们自己呢对神来说，让神闻起来很香。
We want God to look down from heaven and see us in the daily hustle and bustle of life and say, isn't that nice? That's my son down there. That's my daughter. And he's doing very well. She is doing a good job. We want our God to look at us and be happy.
我们呢是这样去想象，当我们的神从天堂往下看，看到我们日常的一天一天的生活的时候呢，他说啊，非常好，这是我的儿子们，是我的女儿们，他们在下面过得非常好，对我来说所以这样应该是对神来说是很好的一件事。
That's the positive side. But there could be things in our lives that are not sacrificial and are not fragrant. They just aren't very nice.
您呢刚才提到的是那些正面的，但是另一方面呢在我们的人生中也有可能没有那么馨香，没有那么就是把自己献上，这也不是一个很好的事。
And so verse 3 says, but among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy children.
所以第三节接着说，至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。
Now this is totally different from the world in which we live.
所以呢，我们这是我们生活的方式是完完全全和这个世界不一样的。
Sexual immorality is very important to most people who live in the world.
所以在世界上大多数的人，他们的人生基本上就是淫乱的。
And the Christian is to stay away from that basically just as far as he can.
所以呢，基督徒呢，要远离这样的一个淫乱的人生，越远越好。
And it's not just true of sexual immorality, it's true of all types of impurity.
这个呢，不光是提到这种不道德的性关系淫乱，而是所有的那些不洁的事情。
All right, so I'm going to sneeze again. I apologize.
所以呢，他说他一直在流鼻涕，他道歉。
There are three problems here. Number one is sexual immorality. Number two is impurity. And number three is greed.
这里呢有三个方面。第一个呢就是淫乱。第二个呢就是污秽。第三个呢就是贪婪。
In the Old Testament, greed is usually implied to be coveting, wanting something that God has not given you now.
所以在旧约时的那个贪婪呢，通常就暗示着你的贪婪，就是说你想要那些东西是神没有给你的那些东西。
And again, to covet is really a major commonactivity of the world around.
所以贪婪呢，实际上呢，在整个世界，在我们的周围都是一个非常普遍的一件事。
People want more money.
人呢，想要更多的钱。
People want to buy and to have the things that money bring.
所以人呢，通常想要去买那些钱可以带来的东西。
And there's many people in life who are basically motivated by that. That's their sole objective in life.
很多人呢，在他们的人生中所有的动力和动机呢，就是去买东西。他们的人生一直就是这样持续着。
A lot of parents are very interested in their children getting really good education.
所以很多呢，那些父母呢，他们一直在致力于让他们的孩子们得到最好的教育。
Their logic is, if they get a really good education, they will be able to get a good job.
所以那个逻辑是呢，如果他们得到了真的很好的教育呢，他们就会找到好工作。
And if they get a good job, they will be able to earn more money.
如果他们找到一个好工作呢，他们就可以赚更多的钱。
So the logic We need more money is basic. It's basic to people before they become Christians. It is probably the primary activity of their lives.
所以在我们成为基督徒之前呢，很多人他们人生的主要目标啊，他们主要的成就呢，就是赚更多的钱。
Now the Christian isn't motivated by that anymore.
所以呢，基督徒也不再有那样的动机了。
And the Christian has got to say, no, I am not going to base the decisions in my life on whether I get more money. I will base the decisions in my life on whether I get closer to God, whether I understand Him more, whether I can live for Him more.
我们基督徒说不，我们做人生的任何一个决定并不是基于可以赚多少钱，我们做人生的决定通常是我们要更接近神，更爱神，更能和神在一起。
So sexual immorality and money are the two major motivators in most lives.
所以呢，不道德的性关系和那些赚更多的钱是这些很多世人他们生活在这个世界上的动力。
But the third one in the middle is, or any kind of impurity.
所以呢，第三个呢，就是一切的污秽。
And it is hard for us to know precisely what is referred to there.
所以呢，对我们来说是很难去理解这里指的是什么。
In the Old Testament, there are many things that are referred to by the Spirit of God as being unclean.Or impure.
所以在旧约时代呢，很多东西是神指出来是不洁的，或者是污秽的。
Because they are not really boldly, clearly defined as our sexual immorality and greed, people often just forget them.
所以因为呢，实际上那个淫乱和贪婪呢，通常是很明显的，所以通常人们就会忘记中间那个污秽的东西。
But impurity would be anything that we could put into our lives which cause us to be no longer pure and acceptable to God.
所以呢，这些污秽的东西呢，是包括任何一件事情可以在我们的人生中，这样呢，引起我们不洁，让神不喜悦。
So Norma reminded me a couple of days ago of an illustration that was given by a radio preacher that she heard a few days ago.
所以呢，她的姐姐 Norma 给她提醒她几天之前说有一个例子，是一个在收音机里讲道的人。提到的这样一个例子。
The story is of somebody who is thirsty.
这个故事呢，就是有人渴了。
And if you wanted, your thirst to be quenched, you would ask for a glass of water.
所以如果你想解渴了，你就会到处去找，或者找人要一杯水。
So water is a wonderful thing to have, if you can have it, if you can get it.
所以呢，水是一个很好的东西，如果你可以喝，你可以找到它。
So the story is that the individual, I'll say, I have a nice glass of water here, and you are thirsty.
所以呢，这里讲到的就是我有一杯水在这里，但是你渴了。
If I give you the water, you would be happy to drink it.
如果我给你那杯水呢，你会很高兴的把它喝下去。
But if before I give you the water, I just put some printer's ink, just a couple of drops of black ink in the water.
所以呢，如果我在把那个水递给你之前，我把那个 墨汁滴几滴进去，就是那个黑的墨汁。
The answer is, would you want to drink it after that?
答案是，如果我那么做了，你还要喝那杯水吗？
No, that would be impure.
对，那个已经是污秽了。
And so you wouldn't drink it. You wouldn't want to drink it.
不会喝它，你不想去喝它。
Now, we are living our lives and God is thirsty. He wants fragrance. He wants a sacrifice from our life.
所以呢，我们在我们生活中呢，神是渴了，他要馨香，他要祭物。
So it would be very, very foolish if we were to allow into our lives something like some printer's ink into the water that we're giving God to drink.
所以呢，这是非常非常愚蠢的。如果我们允许那些污秽的东西来到我们的生命里，然后再把这个拿去给神喝。
Now the impurities referred to could be many according to the Bible.
所以呢，那个污秽呢，真按照圣经来说，可能指出很多很多的东西。
They could be the sin of the mind, not just the sin of the body.
他们呢，可能是你那个思想你的罪，不光是你身体所做的罪。
So sexual immorality is often refused by people. They would say, I would never do that, but they might think that.
所以呢，那个不道德的性关系呢，很多人他会拒绝，但是呢，他有可能去想那件事儿。
And just the thought would make the water that we're giving to God impure, wouldn't it?
所以只是你只是那么去想了，就像把那个你给神喝的那杯水污秽了。
And so the Lord Jesus said, if a man looks at a woman to lust after her, he has committed adultery with her already in his heart.
所以呢，如果说主耶稣说一个人看到了一个妇女，然后贪恋她的美色。然后这样呢，他已经和那个妇女犯了奸淫罪。
And the same thing could be true of money.
所以同样的事情也可以发生在钱上面。
Some people could say, I would never do anything wrong to get rich. I might not even take that extra job in order to get rich.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我不会用不当的方式去致富，甚至我不会去做一些不当的工作来致富。
But I might want to.
但是我可能心里想要去做。
And I might spend my time thinking about what I would do if I had that extra money.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们会在那里想，如果我有这些多余的钱，我会做什么？
So we are to be God's holy people. And holy people are holy in what they do, but they're also holy in what they think. Don't think what you shouldn't think, because if you do, you might end up doing as well what you shouldn't do. Don't even think it. If you think it, you're no longer pure.For God, He wants a clear glass of water. He doesn't want some ink in that water.
所以我们是神圣洁的子民，所以不光我们圣洁了，不是说光是我们做什么，而且是我们想什么。所以在你大脑里不要去想那些不该想的事儿，因为如果你去想那些不该想的事儿，那你也许会去做那件事儿。当你想了那些不该想的事儿的时候呢，就像你递给神一杯水，把那些墨汁滴到里面，然后给神喝一样。
And then verse 4 says, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
所以第四节接着说，淫词、妄语和喜笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
So the question is, what do you talk about?
所以问题就是你谈什么。
Verse 2, what do you think of? What do you do? Verse 3, rather, what do you do? What do you think about? But verse 4, what do you talk about?
所以呢第三节是你怎么做你怎么想第四节呢是你怎么去说。
And so, the Christian doesn't say things that God would not be very happy with. He doesn't have bad language at all.
所以呢基督徒呢不应该去说那些话神不喜欢的那些话也不能说粗话。
But the Christian also doesn't have foolish talk.
所以呢基督徒同样呢不要有那些愚蠢的谈话。
And it's very easy for us to throw into our conversation some things that are foolish. Don't go there. Don't do that.
所以呢通常在我们交谈的时候通常呢很容易去谈一些愚蠢的话题。所以不要去谈那些东西不要让那些话进到你们的话题里面来。
The Christian is very serious in his talk.
所以呢基督徒在他们交谈的时候呢是非常认真严肃的。
So keep turning the conversation away from foolishness to wisdom. And you just make sure that your own mouth is saying the right things over and over.
所以呢你要是在你的谈话中呢不要去谈那些愚蠢的而是要有智慧的。所以呢要一直让你的谈话有智慧一直那么不断的去说。
Now there's much in the book of Proverbs that argues for these same things, says it in many different ways, but says,There must not be obscenity and there must not be foolish talk in our conversation.
在箴言里面有很多很多的经文是用不同的方式去谈论这个话题说在我们的交谈中不要谈那些愚蠢的话题。
And there shouldn't also be coarse joking.
同样呢不能有那个戏笑。
And some people are always telling jokes, some of them aren't very appropriate.
所以呢有些人呢通常呢一直在讲笑话因为这有其中一些讲笑话的人呢会讲得很得体。
If there's anything that is not completely appropriate, don't go there.
如果这些笑话呢是不得体的就不要去讲。
Alright, so if you don't do that, what do you do? If you don't talk about those things, what do you talk about?
如果你不去谈的那些事情那你们应该谈的什么呢
Well, you talk about Thanksgiving. And so as you go through life, the Christian is giving thanks, giving thanks, giving thanks, giving thanks.
所以呢总要说感谢的话如果我们回顾一下我们自己的人生我们会一直说感恩感恩感恩。
So, when I was a child, I used to listen to my mother.
当我还是个孩子的时候呢我是听我妈妈的话。
And when I got up in the morning, she would usually say,Oh, it's nice to see you, Harold. This is a nice day.
所以当他早上起来的时候呢，他妈妈会跟他说，很高兴看见你，Harold，今天的天气很好。
I would say, but it's raining. I don't think we can play baseball.
我会说呢，今天在下雨，我认为我们今天不可能打棒球。
She would say, well, it's a lovely day. You don't have to rain. And remember, I bought you some gumboots and I bought you some raincoat so you can go to school and you won't even get wet.
所以呢，他说这个呢，是一个好的天气，因为我给你买了一些雨鞋、雨衣，然后你可以去学校。去学校的时候呢，你就不会淋湿。
And mothers, many of you have learned this lesson. It goes like this. If mommy isn't happy, nobody's happy.
所以呢，你们做妈妈的呢，要学到这么一门功课，就是如果妈妈不高兴，家里没有一个人会高兴的。
So in the family, mommy is always happy.
所以在家里呢，那个妈妈应该是永远高兴的。
There was a time in our family when our mother was very sick.
所以在他们家里有一段时期呢，他的妈妈病得很厉害。
She didn't always complain.
她从来不抱怨。
She kept giving thanks.
她一直感恩。
Most of the time she kept on working.
所以很大多数时间他一直在做家务。
But sometimes she just couldn't get out of bed.
但有时候呢他起不了床。
But she was saying, thank you, Lord Jesus.
但他实际他那个时候还在说感谢您主耶稣基督。
The consequences were that we had a happy home. We didn't know all the problems that our mother had or our father had.They kept on giving thanks.
所以结果呢是呢我们有一个非常幸福的家我们通常并不知道我妈妈面临的困难我爸爸面临的困难因为他们永远是感恩的。
And I think Norma would tell you this story, but it went something like this. There was one occasion when my mother had to say something very, very firmly and very strong.
所以呢他认为 Norma 呢可以跟大家讲这样一个故事在有一个场合呢他妈妈必须说一件非常强的非常就是强硬的话。
And one of Norma's friends was listening and said afterwards, Mrs. Summers, you raised your voice.I didn't know that you ever would raise your voice.
所以呢 ,Norma 的一个同学在听完他说话以后呢他说 Summers 太太你提高了你的声音你大声说话我从来没听到过你那么高的嗓门说话。
So if you're at the chapel, Norma's at the chapel, if you're at the chapel, you can see whether she's nodding her head like this. I think she'll say yes.
Yeah, 他说如果你在教堂里你会看见 Norma 在这里他会点头他会微笑他就说是的是的。
So many years ago, I had to visit my Christian friend one morning at about 9:30 in the morning.
所以呢有一次呢我必须去会一个我的一个基督徒的朋友是早上九点半。
He was actually selling his house at the time.
所以呢，当时他正在卖他的房子。
In retrospect, he was selling his house because he was very sick and soon he was going to die.
所以呢，他去卖他的房子呢，是因为他病得非常厉害，他可能马上就要死了。
When I knocked at his door, I just looked through the little side window and I could see him lying on the living room floor.
因为我到他的门口的时候我从门上那个小窗户里看进去发现他躺在他的客厅的地板上。
And so when he came to the door, I said, what were you doing on the floor?
当他来给我开门的时候呢我就说你躺在地下干什么呢
Oh, he said, I was just lying there doing some exercises and thanking the Lord for all the things that aren't wrong with me.
所以呢他说我是在那躺着地板上给自己做一个锻炼我向所有的在我人生中做错的事儿，我向 主耶稣献上感恩。
There are a lot of things that you could say, but when you're talking to God, would you please say thank you?
所以呢，你可以好多事你可以去做，但是当你跟神说话的时候，请你说感谢您。
And that's what you say when you're talking to everybody else. You say the same thing. Thank you, Lord, you say when you're talking to your friends, your family, your neighbors. The Christians is full of thankfulness.
所以呢，这就是你和你的邻居和你的家人和你所有的人讲话的时候，你一直要向主耶稣说感谢主，因为基督徒的人生充满了感恩。
Now the question, of course, is that important?
So, 那个问题就是这样，很重要吗？
A lot of people say, okay, I could do that, but.
但是很多人说我可以那么去做，但是。
But verse 5 says this, for of this you can be sure, no immoral person, no impure person, no greedy person,such as a man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
所以第五节说，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就以拜偶像的一样。
How important is it?
这个有多重要？
Is this important if you don't obey it?That means you don't have eternal life.
如果这个是不重要的，如果这个意思就是你如果不顺服这个，你不会有永生。
The Christian does obey it.
所以基督徒一定会顺服这些。
And the proof that a person is a Christian is that he does obey it.
所以对于证明一个人是基督徒呢，是因为他确实是在顺服神。
So many people say, how do I know if I'm a Christian?
很多人说，我怎么知道我是个基督徒呢？
And there are several answers to the question. One is, we know we're Christian because the Bible says so.
所以呢，有几个答案说我们是个基督徒。第一个呢，就是说，我们知道我们是基督徒，是因为圣经是这么说的。
The Bible says we know we're Christians because he's given us the Holy Spirit.
所以你说因为我们知道我们是基督徒，是因为神给了我们圣灵。
Can you see the Holy Spirit?
你能看见圣灵吗？
No.
看不见。
How would you know the Holy Spirit is in your life?
你怎么知道圣灵在你的人生里呢？
Well, you'd be holy, that's how.
然后你自己变成圣洁，这就是怎么样。
If the Holy Spirit is there, your life would be holy.
如果圣灵在你的人生中间，那么说你的人生就是圣洁的。
The Lord Jesus said, by their fruits, you shall know them. People, lots of people say various things, but the only way you really know that you're a peach tree is thatIn the summertime, you grow peaches.
所以呢，主耶稣说呢，看你是什么样子，就是看你结什么果子。你可以说好的事情，你可以做好的事情，但是呢，唯一知道你是个桃子树的时候呢，是在夏天你结了桃子。
And therefore, the teaching of the Bible is, if you don't live a holy life,The Holy Spirit probably isn't there.
所以呢，圣经里教导的是，如果你不去过一个圣洁的人生呢，那圣灵可能就不在你那个人生里。
All right, so here's a person who is sexually immoral. Does he have eternal life?
如果这里有一个人，他有那个不道德的性关系，他有永生吗？
No, he won't inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God.Unless he changes, unless he turns away from that evil.
所以他不能承受神的国，除非他改变，他离开那种邪恶。
And the same thing would be true of the greedy person.
所以同样对那些贪婪的人来说也是一样的。
And the same thing, therefore, would be true of the impure person.
所以同样的事情也发生在那些污秽的人的身上。
Is it serious? When you become a Christian.
所以说，如果你成为基督徒的时候，是一件严肃的事情嘛。
Yes, what happened to Judas?
所以呢，是的，那个犹大身上发生了什么呢？
Judas said he was a Christian. Judas went along with the Lord Jesus Christ and the other disciples. Judas used to preach like them, but he didn't believe it, and he didn't go to heaven. He went to hell when he died. It was, the outside looked good, but on the inside, he was not a holy person.
所以呢，犹大呢，就是个例子。他说他是基督徒，他甚至跟随着主和主的那些门徒们，他甚至像他们那样去传道。但是呢，犹大呢，他在内心他是不洁的，他不能去天堂，所以呢，他实际上是去下了地狱，因为他不信主。
Verse 6 then says, Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, don't be partners with them.
所以呢，第六节接着说，不要被人虚胡的话欺哄，因为这些事儿，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子，所以你们不要与他们同伙。
So Paul says elsewhere, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away.All things are become new. And when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, He expects us to be new.
所以保罗，使徒保罗在其他地方说呢，如果一个人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人，他那个旧人已经过去，他是所有的人生，他这个人的所有的方面都改变了，都变成一个全新的。
Now, of course, all this is absolutely wonderful.
所以所有的这些是绝对的美妙的。
So I'm just trying to find the word here. Verse number 5. No immoral, impure, greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any...inheritance in the kingdom of God.
所以他回到找到第五节里面的那单词，无论是淫乱，是污秽，是贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。
But if you have become a Christian, how great is your inheritance?
所以如果你真的变成了一个基督徒的话呢，你所承受的是多么大的一件。
When you get to heaven, it's going to be absolutely wonderful.
当你去到天堂的时候，是绝对的美妙的。
And you'll see all kinds of things in heaven, and you will say, who owns them?
所以你看见天堂里所有的东西，你说谁拥有这些东西呢？
And God says, you do.
神说，这是你的。
My friend used to tell this story 50 years ago.
他的一个朋友在50年前跟他讲过一个故事。
He said, I think I'd like to go to heaven. He said, I met a man who said he wanted to go to heaven and he would like to take some things with him.
所以呢，他说他碰到一个人，他说他想去天堂，然后他要带一些东西去。
So the man said to him, "All right, what would you like to take to heaven?"
那个人就他就跟那个人说，你要把什么带到天堂去呢
？Well, he said, "I'd like to take some concrete."
所以呢，他说我呢要带一些什么what's the concrete?
Concrete. Concrete is what you build sidewalks out of.
Okay.
It's cement. His friend said to him, you want to take concrete to heaven?
所以他说那个他是 你要把那个我还没搞清楚康克是什么，
水泥，水泥，
就水泥，而且他你要带水泥到天堂去吗？谢谢。
And he said, yes, I want to make sure that everything in heaven has a solid foundation. I'd like to take some concrete to heaven so that I can build a nice sidewalk.
所以呢他说呢我要确保在天堂里一切都有很好的根基，所以我要带着水泥去在天堂里做一些，把我的那个旁边那个路做得很扎实。
He said, haven't you read?The streets in heaven are paved with gold, not concrete.
所以他说你读过圣经吗？在天堂里都是由金子做成的路，而不是由水泥做成的。
How great is our inheritance?
所以我们的基业是多么的大。
Answer, unimaginably great.
所以答案呢就是说你想象不到的大。
Don't forfeit it by allowing sexual immorality, impurity, or greed into the life. Those have got to go.
所以呢不要让那些在你人生中的那些淫乱、那些污秽、那些贪婪让你失去了这样的一个基业。
All right, now this is very serious teaching.
这是一个非常认真严肃的教导。
But Joe Reese reminded us on Sunday morning that this theme is preached many times in the New Testament.
所以呢 ,Joe Reese 在星期天早上讲到的时候提醒我们这样的一些事情呢在新约里被提到过很多次。
You will find it in Galatians, you will find it in Philippians and in Thessalonians, and you will find it elsewhere, but again, especially in Revelation. This is not idle talk, this is a very serious warning.
所以呢你可以在加拉太书腓立比书还有那个帖撒罗尼迦书还有很多很多其他圣经的地方尤其是在启示录里你可以找到这样的一些教导这是一个非常认真严肃的教导。
All right, well, we should maybe then just have opportunity for questions at this point before we go on to verse 8.Any questions to help clarify what we have been reading?
所以在我们开始学习第八节之前这个点上也许是个好的时间让你们大家提一些问你们任何人呢有任何的问题有任何需要澄清的东西可以现在可以提出来。
Can I have a question?
Yeah, finally.
就是说我们知道我们当我们受洗之前像这种的时候就是接受了圣灵一起但是圣灵的内住其实是圣灵的充满应该是多次那这个过程当中就是我们虽然受洗了
那你那个声音要大一点我听不清楚你说什么你稍微大一点声音
好现在能听见吗
因为你背景上有一个噪音你可能是不知道是从哪来的背景的噪音。
现在能听见吗？
现在可以，但是好像还是。
现在可以吗？
可以可以。
现在可以吗？
可以可以，你声音稍微大一点。
好的，就说我们知道，我们受洗的时候是受了圣灵的洗，但是圣灵就内住在我们心里。可是圣灵的内住是充满，是应该是多次。那这个过程当中，就是说，虽然。我们是基督徒但是也在不停的犯错误也反反复复的这个过程。我就不知道这个什么时候圣灵就离开了我们可能是我们不顺服圣灵的时候圣灵就离开了我们。但是我不知道这个我们受洗之后这个圣五旬节以后圣灵就降临了然后就不离开教会。但对每个基督徒来讲当我们软弱的时候又重新犯了错误的时候 圣灵的声音就轻轻的提醒，然后但是我们还不顺服，圣灵是不是就离开了我们？那圣灵这种离开是我们的选择，是因为我们犯错他离开了，还是等我们悔改了圣灵就又回来了？这个过程就是起起伏伏反反复复的这个过程。那我们怎么自己能够知道什么时候圣灵充满了我们，什么时候确实是我自己在做主，然后听不到圣灵的声音？
Stanley basically said, when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we were baptized by the Holy Spirit. So that means the Holy Spirit fills us a few times in our lives. For example, sometimes if we did something wrong, we disobeyed that Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will leave us. And when we realize that we repent, the Holy Spirit will come back to our life.So, she think that the Holy Spirit will not leave the church, but the Holy Spirit sometimes just leave the individual. So that she think that how did we know when the Holy Spirit is in us, when that Holy Spirit left us, and when we...Do we know that the Holy Spirit fear us?
All right. The fact is that the Holy Spirit will never be taken away from the true Christian.
所以呢，事实呢，他就是说呢，一个真正的基督徒的话呢，那个圣灵是永远不会离开他的。
But the Holy Spirit can be...We're told grieved and quenched.
所以呢，他们呢，我们被教导过说那个圣灵呢，可以是感到忧伤和被浇灭、被拒绝。
The Holy Spirit could be very, very disappointed in the life.
所以呢，圣灵有时候会对你的人生非常非常的失望。
But he would not leave the Christian because the Christian has been born again.
所以呢，他不会离开一个真正的基督徒，因为真正的基督徒已经重生了。
Now we're also told that we must not quench the Holy Spirit.
所以我们也是被教导，我们不要浇灭，就是拒绝圣灵的。
So, if you had a fire in your fireplace at home and you poured water on it, what would happen to the fire?
所以在你的家里如果有一个壁炉的话，里面烧着了，你倒一盆水在那个烧着的火上，会发生什么呢？
It would go very, very down.
然后那个火焰会越来越小。
But if the fire is a gas fire and it has an autopilot on it, the fire will still be there. It's just that no heat comes out, no blessing comes out, no light, but the fire is still there.
所以呢，如果是你是用烧气的那个壁炉呢，它有一个常着的那种点火器，如果你把水泼上去以后，那个火是没了，但是那个小的火苗一直在这里，但是那就没有任何的热量散发出来了。
All right, so let's go back a couple of pages to Galatians chapter 6.
所以呢，我们往回翻一下，翻到加拉太书的第六章。
And we're going to read similar verses to what we have read in Ephesians. Galatians chapter 6, and we will read verses There's something, I don't see the verse that I want.
Verse 8.
I want that, but I want the verse that says, and such were some of you, but you were washed. Hang on, let's see if we can find it somewhere else. I apologize. Alright, I can't put my finger on the verse. My brain doesn't bring it up. But this is the principle. It is that the Christian gets saved out of the world. He used to do these things. But when he's saved, then those things stop. They either stop immediately or they stop later, but they stop. If they don't stop, he never was a Christian. But the Holy Spirit will help him stop.
所以他说那个定力呢，基本上是这样的，当一个基督徒得救了以后，他就不会去做他经常以前通常去做的事儿。如果说呢，他也许有时候是马上停止，也许是慢慢的停止，但是呢，如果他不停止，他就没有真正的得救。 如果他停止了做以前不该做的事呢，他得救呢，圣灵呢会帮助他去停止做那些事儿。So
the teaching is that the Christian who truly trusts the Savior, he does not continue in these sins. He might do it once or twice. He does not continue in that sin.
所以呢，那个这里的教导呢，就是当一个基督徒他真的得救的话，他不会一直继续的去做那些他不该做的事儿。他也许会做一两次，但是他不会一直的继续持续的做。Consequently,
the Christian who does continue in that sin was never really a Christian in the first place. He was like Judas. He pretended to be a Christian, but he wasn't.
所以结论呢，就是如果一个基督徒他继续的连续不断的去做这样他不该做的事儿的话呢，那么他在首先的时间他就没有得救，他就不是基督徒，他就跟那个犹大一样，他假装是基督徒。
So, the verses that I want are actually found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
因为那个他要找到的经文实际上是在临前格林多前书的第六章他找到了。And
I'll just read these verses to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9, they are very similar to what we read in Ephesians and what we might have read in Galatians.
所以呢，他说《格林多前书》第六章第九节，这是跟那个我们读到的《以弗所书》或者是《加拉太书》里非常类似的一些经文。It
says verse 9, Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, or homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But not anymore. You were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God.
所以他读的是九到十一节哈，《格林多前书》第六章第九节，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做难童的、青蓝色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并藉着我们神的圣灵已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
So these things used to be in many Christians' lives.
所以这上面提到的呢，通常呢，在很多基督徒的人生中会出现。
But the Lord saved them, the Holy Spirit of God came in, and sooner or later, usually sooner, these things fell off.
所以呢，那个主耶稣基督拯救了他，当他们得救的时候，圣灵来呢，哎，马上，也许是以后，这些人就不会再跟这些事有关了。
And so the Holy Spirit is there so that if these things appear to be coming back in the life, the Holy Spirit says, no, don't do that. No, don't think that. No, don't talk that.
所以呢，这些人呢，通常呢，在这些人的生活中，但如果这中间其中的一样回来的时候呢，那个圣灵就会提醒这个人说不要那么去做，甚至想都不要想，不要去做。
So Sonny, when the Holy Spirit comes in, he says, I've come in because you were born again. And when you're born again, you can't be unborn again.
所以圣灵呢，他跟三年说呢，圣灵来说，三年你已经得救了，你已经重生了，你不可能再不重生。
When I was a bad boy, I didn't say to my friends, I used to be my father's son.
因为当我是个坏孩子的时候呢，我不会跟我的朋友说，我以前不是我父亲的孩子。
I would say, I am my father's son. I didn't do what I should have done. He had to discipline me, but I am still his son. Don't take the Holy Spirit from us.
所以呢，他说，我一直就是我父亲的儿子，但是虽然我做了什么事情不对，他要来教育我，要惩罚我，但是呢，我还是他的儿子，所以呢，不要把圣灵拿走。
But it is true that if we disobey the Lord, we're still his children, but that disobedience spreads over into others in the church.
所以呢，我们如果不顺服神的话呢，我们仍然是神的孩子，有时候，但是呢，你那种不顺服呢，通常会在教会里传染给其他的人。
Now your question, Sonny, was a very long one, so I'm not sure that I've answered the important parts or all the parts anymore.
所以他说 ，Sonny 的问题呢很长，他不是很确定是全部回答了你的问题呢，还是把重要的都回答了。如果你有补充的，继续说。
就是我们怎么听得见圣灵的那说不出的叹息，又怎么能够让圣灵不再为我们担忧呢？除了我们自己就是经常的自省读经之外。
是啊，你的问题就是我们怎么不让圣灵叹息，不让圣灵担忧，是吧？So I think Sandy is still concerned about how do I don't let Holy Spirit and the grief and the moral something like that.
How do I
don't let Holy Spirit grief or...
You simply say, Lord Jesus,You help me to obey you.
你很简单的说，你说主耶稣帮助我顺服你。
My father said to me, Harold, you go and cut the grass.
所以呢，我的父亲跟我说 ，Harold， 你去剪草。
I didn't want to cut the grass. I wanted to go and play baseball.
我不想去剪草，我想去打棒球。
But because he said, Harold, you go and cut the grass, I decided I'd better go and cut the grass.
是因为呢，他的父亲跟他说了 ，Harold， 你去剪草，所以我最好我还是去剪草。
We do the same thing. The Holy Spirit says, you live a holy life. My body says, I don't want to. But I say, but that's what God wants. That's what Jesus wants. That's what the Holy Spirit demands. I must follow the Lord Jesus, even if I don't want to.
所以呢，这个呢，同样的事情就是说，圣灵跟我们说你要过一个圣洁的生活，但是我们自己的肉体说不想，但是我们呢，就是说呢，因为主耶稣要我们去过一个圣洁的生活，要我们去那个，我们最好去顺服他。
Thank you.
These are not easy.These are very important. They are warnings to us. We say, I am a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus. And therefore, I won't do those bad things.
所以这个不是很容易去做到的。但是呢，我们经常要警告我们自己说，我是一个基督徒，我们爱主。所以呢，我们最好是顺服主，我们不去做那些坏的事情。
我能继续按照那个三妮的问题继续提问一下是吗？
可以。I want to ask more question, follow the Sunny's question.
Okay.
就是如果我是信主之后，我仍然是，我是肉体的基督徒。我肉体的基督徒，我根本，我天天很快乐，活在那个肉体中，世界中，我怎么能感觉到圣灵的忧伤呢？这一点我想了解一下。
Okay. So Victoria says, if I'm a carnal Christian, but I live in carnal,I'm very happy every day. And how do I know that the Holy Spirit is grieved?
Two reasons you will know the Holy Spirit is grieved. First of all, you'll know the Holy Spirit is grieved because the Bible says so.
有两件事情你知道圣灵是忧伤的。第一件呢，是因为圣经是这么讲的。
And the second reason is you won't be really happy.
所以第二件事情呢，你不是真的很高兴每天。
You may pretend that you're happy.
你可能假装你每天过得很高兴。
You may tell other people that you're happy.
你也可以告诉任其他的人说你很高兴很幸福。
But the Bible tells us over and over and over that happiness comes from an obedient walk with the Savior.
所以呢圣经呢告诉我们很多很多很多次，就是说那个幸福是来自于顺服神，然后与救主同行。
So the carnal Christian on the inside is not happy.
所以呢，属肉体的基督徒呢，在他们的内心深处并不是幸福高兴的。
Now there are several delightful passages of scripture that teach this.
所以呢，在圣经里有很多不同的经文呢，来教导这个方面的。
One verse is in the Psalms that says, In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore.
所以呢， 你在啊诗篇里有一个说，在神的面前是完完全全的喜乐，在你的
The happy Christian is the obedient Christian.
所以一个非常快乐高兴的基督徒呢，是一个顺服的基督徒。
In the Olivet Discourse, no, not the Olivet Discourse, in the Upper Room Ministry, in the book of John, we read the beauties of abiding in the vine, the Christian close to the Lord Jesus, tied together.
所以在约翰福音里呢，教导的呢，就是说啊，我们基督徒就是那个葡萄枝啊，那个主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是连在一起的。
Those Christians are the happy Christians.
那些基督徒呢，就是一个快乐的基督徒。
But the Christians who are living a carnal life, they are not happy.
所以那些过着肉体的基督徒呢，他们并不是真的快乐。
So I alluded to a little bit of this in our Bible study last Wednesday evening.
因为他在上个星期星期三晚上的那个圣经学习中，他也提到过这样一些事。
My friend said to me one day, I don't know that I want to continue living a spiritual life. I think I'm going to try to live a carnal life.
所以他的一个朋友说呢，我不想继续再去过一个属灵的基督徒的生活，我想试图去过一个守肉体的基督徒的生活。
I said to him, you are very, very foolish. You will never be happy.
所以我跟他说，你非常非常的愚蠢，你永远不会快乐。
But he decided to go ahead and live a carnal life anyway.
所以呢，他决定呢，不管怎么样，他就还要去过那种守肉体的人生。
And I mentioned to you on Wednesday evening, disaster came into his life.
所以呢，在星期三晚上那个讲到的呢，那个灾难降临到他的人生中。
He lost his marriage. He lost his son, and he lost his daughter.
所以他的婚姻破裂了，他的儿子和女儿都离开他了。
He said, I think I'd better come back to the Lord. That didn't work.
所以他认为呢，他最好是回到主那里，因为他那样去做是行不通的。
So Victoria, again, I'm not sure that that answers the question, but the carnal Christian is not the happy Christian.
所以呢，他不知道有没有回答王宏的问题，但是呢，他的结论是属肉体的基督徒并不是一个快乐的基督徒。
我明白了哈柔的那个他的想法，谢谢。
So Victoria says thank you. She understood.
Thank you.
I have a very simple question. Very simple question.
I hope I have a simple answer.
As for our believers, we should not talk, we should not make coarse joking. But that means all Christian should not do some jobs. For example, talk show actors, the comedians. Talk show actors, that is the job we should not do.
All right, now I'm not sure that I understand that, but you got to translate it anyway, Roy.
Okay, I think his question is about because the Christian show do some coarse
joking.
Yes, coarse joking.
Joking. That means some.
If in this case the Christian should be not be a talk show actor.
Yeah.
Okay, you go ahead and translate that.
Okay， 他说呢，老王的意思啊，就是说如果基督徒不应该戏笑哈，他这个不应该做那些啊就搞笑的那些演员或者那些说单口相声那些东西。
All right, so the answer is that there are many jobs that a Christian does not do. You're right.
所以呢，他说你是对的，有很多工作作为基督徒来说是不应该去做的。
So, a talk show actor would have to be making people laugh.All the time, that's really all he wants to do. He's successful if people laugh and if tomorrow night they come back and laugh more.
所以呢，一个就是说，讲那种脱口秀的那些演员呢，他们呢就是要一直让听众发笑，要一直笑，一直笑。如果听众一直在笑的话，他们下次还会回来听他讲。
So I'm reminded of Billy Graham.
所以呢，我就提醒想起那个葛培理。
Billy Graham was a wonderful man of God, very powerful man of God.
所以葛培理呢是一个非常神奇的属神的人，他也是。
He was also influential on the lives of very senior people.
所以呢，他通常呢也是对那些年龄大的人是给他们的人生带来很大的影响的一个人。
So one time the Republicans in the United States came to him and said, Billy Graham, you are very popular.We would like you to join our party and you can run to be the president of the United States.
所以呢他们呢美国的有一个党派呢邀请葛培理说你是非常有影响非常有能力的为什么不加入我们的党然后你可以竞选美国总统。
And about the same time the Democrats came to him.And the Democrats said, Mr. Graham, you are very popular. We would like you to become a Democrat and you can run. We would like you to run to be the President of the United States as a Democrat.
前面他讲的是共和党，他说后面那个民主党呢也来找他，说那葛培理你非常有名，你为什么不加入我们的民主党？然后呢，加入民主党，你可以去参选美国总统，我们也可以让你成为美国总统。
And he said, that's very, very nice, but I've got a more important job. I've got to tell people about Jesus. And that's more important than being the president of the United States.
他那个非常非常好，但是呢，我有一个更重要的工作，我最重要的工作呢，就是去传讲主耶稣，这个比做美国总统要重要的多。
So he said, no, I won't take that job.
所以他说不，我不会做这个工作。
But one night, he was invited to be on a talk show, a TV talk show.
所以呢有一天晚上呢他被邀请参加一个访谈节目，是电视上的访谈节目。
And when he was on the TV talk show, he had to say some things, so he quoted John 3:16 on the talk show.
所以在那个访谈节目里呢，他必须要说一些什么，所以他当时就跟引用了约翰福音3:16。
He wasn't the host, he was just a guest.But as a guest, he told the people the truth of the gospel.
所以呢，他是那个嘉宾，他不是那个主持人。所以作为一个嘉宾呢， 他来讲了福音。
If he had been the host, he couldn't have preached the gospel.
如果他是那个主持人呢，所以他就不能传福音。
And so it's true, the Christian cannot be a talk show host unless he can teach the truth of God.
所以呢，作为一个基督徒呢，他不能做一个访谈节目的主持人，除非他可以用这个身份去传道。
Now over time there are many other jobs that a Christian cannot take.
所以呢，一直以来有很多其他的工作基督徒是不应该去做的。
I used to work in government and after a while I said, I'm going to have a hard time working for this government because I don't believe all the things they're doing.
所以呢，他以前在政府部门工作过，所以有一次呢，他就想，我不会再在政府部门做这个工作呢，因为他们做的好多事情是我不同意的。
So I took a job working for business, a big business.
所以呢，他为一个很大的生意去工作。
And I had to go to my boss and I had to say to him, I'm sorry, boss, I can't do that job you want me to do because it's not right. I can't do it.
所以呢，他必须到他的那个老板那里是说，老板对不起，我不能去做你安排我做的那项工作，因为我认为那样做是不对的。
Sometimes a school teacher has to say, I'm sorry, I cannot teach that bad material.
有时候呢，在学校的老师呢，他们也会说，对不起，我不能去教这么一个坏的教材。
Sometimes a doctor has to say, no, I cannot give you that medicine, that service. It is wrong. I can't do it.
所以呢，有时候一个医生呢，他可以说呢，我不能给你开那个药，因为那个药呢，是不好的，所以我不能给这个药给你。
Sooner or later, we all must say no. Doesn't matter what my job, I will not disobey my God.
因为不管什么时候，迟迟早早，我们都要说不，因为我们要说，我不会去背逆我的神。
Okay, you have to have
some time. So Josh, has a question. 到这里呢。
Okay.
我觉得这个以父所述的今天讲的第五章这个就是那个什么一些淫乱的或者是这个不道德的污秽的这些我相信就是信了神之后这个这个重生了之后这些我觉得大家都能够去基本上可以说都能够去理解或遵守了，但是这个贪婪这一块，我觉得还是有很大的困难。我们确实很软弱。我觉得这个打个比方，我是个基督徒，我现在开了个工厂，我的产能明年可以提高一倍，我可以多涨个1000万，这是不是一种贪婪？我也不知道，所以这个要Highlight解释一下。如果是没有这种没有人类没有这种追求的这种动力的话呢？这个是经济也不会太发达，我觉得是不是这是怎么样区别的对待，好吧？
Yeah,
明白我的意思了吗？
Okay. So, Josh's question is basically is about Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5. I think it's in there. he said, when we become Christians, for sure that we will not do immoral sexual reality, impure, but for a greed is hard to do, because he said if he owns a factory and that factory can make more money next year, and for example, he can make $10 million this year, next year he can make $10 million more. So he said, is that greedy, a poverty? Because he said for the modern age, the motive for the economic is to pursue the money. So if we don't make money, the economic will not develop, something like that.
Well, the question is, why do you want the money?
所以他的问题是你为什么要那一枪呢?
So some people say, I want the money so I can spend it on myself.
所以他说有些人说我要那个钱是因为我想花在我自己身上。
Other people say, I've got a job, I've got to do what is right, and if I make money, that's very good. But my primary objective is not making money.
所以但是有些人是这样讲的。
Well, I will tell you the story of one man, and then our time is gone.
所以呢，他说那个呢，啊，有些人说呢，啊，我要赚更多的钱，你能够赚，那是更好的。但是就说你的主要的目的不是去赚更多的钱。
His name was R.G. Letourneau.
所以他讲一个人的故事，他的名字叫R.G. Letourneau.
He was a contractor in business. He used to make roads and things like that.
所以呢，他是一个建筑商，他通常他在修路。
He took a contract to make some roads one time, and he lost a lot of money as he was doing it.
所以呢，有一次他接了一个修路的合同，然后在那个里面呢，他亏了很多钱。
He said, I'm not sure what to do. He said, I think what I'm going to do is invent a piece of machinery that will help me do the job cheaper.
他说呢，我不知道怎么做。 但是呢，我想最好的办法是我发明一个机器，然后呢，让修路变得更便宜一点。So
he invented the machinery, and the company actually didn't lose money on that job.
所以呢，他实际上呢，他发明了一些修路的机器，那么说他的公司呢就不再亏钱了。And
after that, he took another contract, and the same thing happened.
所以呢，这以后呢，他又接了一个合同，但是同样的事情又发生了。So
he invented some more machinery, and he salvaged that contract.
所以呢，他又发明了更多的机器，所以呢，他又那个赚钱了。So
then he said, well, maybe God doesn't want me to be a contractor. Maybe I should just build machinery.
所以呢，他就想呢，也许呢，神不想让我去做一个修路的那些人，也想要我去做一个造机器的人。So
he built some machinery, and the company did very, very well.
所以他开始造那些修路的设备，然后那个开公司呢就越来越好了。
At the end of the year, he went to his wife, and he said to her, honey, is there anything you need? We made some money last year. Is there anything that you need that we could buy?
然后呢，他就在年末的时候到他太太那里去，他说，亲爱的，你需要什么吗？我们去年赚了很多钱。
This was a long time ago. She said to him, well, I guess we could have a new house. I wouldn't mind a new house.
所以呢，这是很长时间以前他太太跟他说，我想我们可以买一个新房子。
He said to her, you'll have to do better than that. He said, a new house will only cost us $5,000.
所以呢，他说你可以要更好的东西，因为在那个年代，一个房子，一个新房子只要5000块钱就能买到。
But last year, we made $2 million.
他说去年呢，我们赚了200万。
And so they decided to do two things.
所以他们决定做两件事。
Number one, they gave away 90% of the company's earnings to the work of God.
所以呢，他们第一个呢，他们把他们公司赚的钱的90%去做神的工。
Number two, he actually started a university so that people could learn the truths of God and about business at the same time.
另外呢，他们也成立了一个大学，这样那些人呢，可以在那里学经商和学神的真理，同时一起在那个大学里。
He was a good businessman and he was rich, but he was not greedy.
因为他是一个非常成功的生意人、商人，但是呢，他不是贪婪的人。
All right, well, our time is gone. We didn't get through lots of verses today. Next week, we'll start chapter 5 and verse 8.
因为我们的时间到了，我们今天也没学到很多的，下个星期呢，我们就可以从第五章第八节开始学。
Okay, we'll just pray.
然后我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truth of the Bible.
主啊，我们要感谢你圣经的真理。
Our prayer, Lord, is that we might live this truth.
我们的祷告是我们可以把这个活出来。
Lord, help us realize it would be extremely foolish to want the Holy Spirit and not live a holy life.
所以呢，帮助我们，让我们意识到这是完完全全愚蠢的，因为我们有了圣灵，却不去过一个圣洁的生活。
So help us, Lord, we pray, to live a holy life. We want to be a beneficial sacrifice. We want to be a fragrant offering to God.
所以帮助我们过一个圣洁的生活，主啊，我们要做一个馨香的器物献给神。
And we give thanks now for all your goodness in Jesus' name.
我们为你所有的良善献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you all again today. The Lord bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you, 谢谢。
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody goes away. Too bad. Thank you. See you all next time. Tonight. We've got the prayer meeting. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 老王晚上参加那个吗？祷告会吗？
我晚上有课。
有课
，I have a class to
tonight.
一个
，Yes. Yes, I have a class.
好，好，下次见了吗？星期可能星期四、星期五我们可以。好，保重啊。